ओम शांति। जब मैं इस तरफ देखती हूँ तो हिंदी भाषा निकलती।
When I look on this side, Hindi language comes from my on my lips, but when I look on this side, then I feel Hindi is strange because it's all Tamil foreigners sitting on that side.
आपने शायद गिनती किया होगा या ना भी किया हो।
You must have counted or maybe you did not count. But Raju Bhai, who types the murli, he has counted and told me that the other day Baba spoke the murli on 31st of January, and 14 times he used the word suddenly, anything can happen. 14 times he told in the murli.
कोई भी टीचर होता एक बारी दो बारी तीन बारी
एनी टीचर
सावधान करता
मे बी ही कॉशन्स हिज चिल्ड्रन हिज स्टूडेंट्स एंड पेरेंट्स कॉशन देयर चिल्ड्रन टीचर कॉशन्स हिज स्टूडेंट्स एंड सो पेरेंट्स ऑल्सो कॉशन देयर चिल्ड्रन बट जस्ट वंस ट्वाइस थ्राइस मेबी फाइव टाइम्स बट सी बाबा आर अनलिमिटेड मदर एंड फादर अनलिमिटेड टीचर एंड 14 टाइम्स ही कॉशन्ड अस ही रिमाइंडेड अस
कि आप अपनी तैयारी
दैट
करो
You prepare from now onwards, and if your preparation is from now onwards, beforehand, then it will be helpful to you later on. It will not only be helpful to you, but it will be also helpful to your companions. And wherever I may be, but whoever will be with me, for whom I'm instrumental or whom I'm serving, for them also I'll be able to help them, to protect them, to guide them, because that's what Baba wants us to become, protectors. He wants us to become protectors. So what preparations have we to make for that?
January month mein आपने देखा होगा
दिस डेज यू मस्ट हैव नोटिस्ड इन द मंथ ऑफ जनवरी इन साकार मुरली बाबा drew attention to one particular point again and again, and that was children, be soul conscious. Although it's the first lesson, but even till today, how far have we inculcated in our life this first lesson? So, Baba keeps emphasizing again and again in the month of January, in practically every murli, in every sakar murli, again and again he emphasized, children be soul conscious, children be soul conscious, have soul conscious vision. He kept on explaining to us again and again in every murli.
Jo hum apni पवित्रता की स्थिति बनानी चाहिए
बिकॉज इफ यू विश टू मेक आर स्टेज
स्मृति
बी प्योर वी वॉन्ट इफ यू वॉन्ट अ प्योर स्टेज देन वी नीड टू हैव अ सोल कॉन्शियस स्टेज फर्स्ट बिकॉज विदाउट सोल कॉन्शियस स्टेज वी कैनॉट हैव अ प्योर स्टेज The root of all vices is body consciousness. Similarly, if we want to conquer all the vices, then If we want to conquer all the vices, then we have to become soul conscious. So, we should be able to make a state such that we have conquered all the vices. Because at that moment when any difficulty comes in front of me, if there is any weakness in me, anything if I'm lacking, then I will not be able to understand that problem and I'll not be able to face that problem. But if from now onwards with Baba's help and my effort I have made my soul clean, then my relationship with Baba will become so close, so near that at that time my intellect will not be pulled anywhere else, because it's either it's people who pull our intellect on them. We see their virtues, we see their defects, their weaknesses, so the intellect is pulled there towards human beings. Or whatever people have said to me, that moves in my intellect, in my head, and the result is that I'm not able to connect with Baba well, that because relationship is divided, my attention is drawn to human beings as well. And because of that, the help which I can receive from Baba is not experienced, because the connection isn't there with Baba. Therefore, we have to be very careful to make sure that our connection of intellect is all the time with Baba. On the basis of soul consciousness, the intellect can be pulled, can be connected with Baba. You must have seen, whenever any problem comes, first we have to understand very well that this problem, I mean, what is it? How has it come? Why has it come? And what can I do in this? If I cannot understand the problem well, then my response towards the problem will not be right, will not be good. But for that, I need a very clean intellect to understand the problem. What is happening? And then my intellect with Baba should be so clear that whatever signals Baba is wanting to give to me, that I will be able to understand and then move forward. If any situation comes at that moment, many people give different views. Each one has his own view. Even if it's a small thing, then also so many, everyone will give his own suggestion, own advice. So whose advice to really accept? Again, that becomes a problem too. So each one sees from his angle, from his view. No one has that unlimited intellect to go beyond that situation and give the answer and tell what's happening and what he's supposed to do.
But
we are very, very fortunate souls that Baba has told us beforehand of what is going to happen. And
detail mein, likhat mein to nahi bata sakta.
Nobody will give you in writing that in this situation you have to do this, in that situation you have to do that. But Baba has told us even something higher than that. Children, Baba says, remember me. I have connection only with me. So if my connection is with Baba at that time, then through Baba's remembrance, the touching which I will receive from Baba, on the basis of that touching, I'll be able to do what I need to do at that time in my life. This is, we can say, Baba knows everything, he is watching everything, and how children can be protected, in that also Baba has told us, but what situation will come, at which moment, that cannot be known now. And also Baba said that the test which will come in front of each one will be based on his weakness. Any weakness he has, for example, I am not able to tolerate any pain in my body. I don't have the tolerance power to tolerate that pain I may have in the body. So the test which I will get in front of me will be that the pain will be so severe that I'll not be able to tolerate. Or the other test could be, or the other weakness could be that I have made a human being my support, then at that time, that human support whom I felt was my support will not be in front of me, or I will not be able to contact that person at that moment. I'll may be alone at that moment, and I'll have to connect with Baba at that moment and look for the solution, because that support will not be in front of me at that moment. So, for my safety, whatever Baba is telling me or whatever he wants me to do for others so that I'll be able to protect other souls, for that I'll have to make my stage stable. How can I make my stage stable?
Baba ki ye shabd hote hain.
Baba uses the word, children, you have to be unshakable, immovable, stable.
So,
any situation may come, but my state should be very, very stable at that time, very, very concentrated, and with the power of the concentration and my intellect, I'll be able to make my state stable. And on the basis of that stable stage, the touching which I receive from Baba, that will reach me. The reality is that when I shake, my intellect shakes, then even if Baba is signaling to me, I'll not be able to understand the signals, because the connection is not there. The intellect is in upheaval. And then how will an intellect in upheaval catch Baba's signals? I will not be able to understand Baba's signals. Like Baba said, that even in these little things you come into upheaval. What's the meaning of upheaval? One, upheaval means like too many thoughts. Like waves coming in the mind and intellect, it's like a storm in the form of fast thoughts in my mind and intellect. So how do these thoughts start? Why? How? When? What? You know, in the form of questions. So when these questions come, why this happened, how it happened, when it happened, all that, then the door opens for the storm of thoughts to come. It opens the door for the storm of thoughts to come. Therefore, Baba says that every step, whatever happens at that moment, can you give a full stop to it? That situation finished. Full stop. Can I give a full stop at that moment? Or my mind should not be pulled towards that situation. That situation over, my mind should become quiet and it should not repeat in my mind again. You must have heard many times before, there are many children who are in Gyan for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, and there are many children who have come only recently to Baba. But then, these things which Baba mentions, if we are able to practice them more and more, then we can form a habit of it. If there isn't the practice, then it cannot come in our life. You heard something, you liked it, that's fine. Baba says are so sweet, so lovely, so beautiful. But then, unless we practice them, we cannot make them our own. And even before we practice, there's one thing I've seen.
Baba ki batayi hui baaton ka हम मनन चिंतन करते हैं.
Before practice, we need to churn on those things, and it's only when we churn on them, it will be easy for me to practice that in life. So I listen, I hear the versions, and I churn on it, and then practice it. Then it becomes part of me. Of course, we have to keep our intellect busy in a lucky job, and then Baba says, from time to time, in between, do traffic control, then the connection will be with Baba again and again.
But अपनी जॉब करते
हैं. आई नो देयर आर मेनी सिटिंग हियर हु हैव अ लकी जॉब एंड देयर आर आल्सो दोस सिटिंग हियर हु आर टोटली डेडिकेटेड टू बाबा सर्विस एंड आर लिविंग हियर. But then I've seen that just as sometimes the intellect is so much engrossed in logic job, so too in Baba service too the intellect can be totally engrossed. See, am I right? For example, somebody has a duty of transport department.
जो ड्यूटी होती है और
इज अ लकी जॉब एंड इन द लकी जॉब आल्सो ही हैज टू बी वेरी एक्यूरेट वेरी ऑनेस्ट एंड बी डेडिकेटेड इन दैट एंड बाबा स्टार्स आल्सो वी हैव मेनी रिस्पांसिबिलिटीज. सो If I have a responsibility even here in Baba's home, but if my intellect is too much engrossed in it, too much occupied in it, then I may forget that I'm serving for Baba, I'm serving for the Yajna, I may forget all that. And I remember once Baba, once Dadi said that, once Dadi had said, To stay busy means to be lazy. To stay busy means to be lazy. So we are wondering how can busy and lazy go together. But if we really go to the depth of it, when the intellect is kept busy, then whatever Baba has told us to practice, in that we are lazy.
और यदि हम वो बातों में अपनी बुद्धि को busy रखते हैं.
If I'm kept busy in what Baba is saying and I'm practicing on that, then I'll never say that I was so busy that I forgot Baba. I will never say that. So if I say that I was so busy in this that I forgot Baba, in reality it means that I'm engrossed in that work and I'm lazy in Baba's remembrance. So even whilst performing actions, if I'm able to keep my intellect beyond through practice, then all those things will not affect my intellect. Therefore, soul conscious stage and churning of Baba's knowledge, and on the basis of the churning of knowledge, practicing that in practical life, experimenting on that in practical life, and on the basis of that, the change will be visible in my life. It will be visible to others also. Before, exams used to be just once a year, but these days it's not like that. These days, youngsters, even children, the big exams, they are in every semester, maybe every 3 weeks, every month. They have exams and then your final marks will be based on the exams you gave in between and your marks will be on that basis. So, it's not that your test will be only at the end, but the little test will give the marks and they get accumulated. Baba said something interesting the other day too, that many children say, Maya comes. Baba, you tell Maya not to come to me. And what was Baba's answer? Baba said, Baba's answer was, that if you don't pass in your test, then how will you move forward? So if Maya comes, it may test you, but it doesn't come to make you be defeated, but it is for you to see how much you have conquered Maya.
न सिर्फ वो मोटे विकारों के रूप में मानते
माया वी डोंट सी एज जस्ट जो एक क्रॉस फॉर्म हमारे वाइसेस बट देन
से हटा लेता
बट दैट व्हिच टेक्स माय इंटेलेक्ट अवे फ्रॉम बाबा दैट इज माया.
क्योंकि अभी जो कुछ समय
बिकॉज वट एवर टाइम इज स्टिल लेफ्ट
क्योंकि
यू कैन थिंक
क्या हमें बता रहे
वट इज द वर्ल्ड क्लॉक टेलिंग अस
है कि दिनों को तो मेरे से ज्यादा संसार की बातें का अनुभव है और
मे हैव मोर एक्सपीरियंस मोर नॉलेज मोर इन्फॉर्मेशन ऑफ द न्यूज ऑफ द वर्ल्ड
पांच छह साल
बट देन वन थिंग For the past five, six years, or 8-9 years, I've been thinking about, and that is climate change.
की बातें हैं.
You know the things about climate change.
बहुत वर्षों से ये
And for many years I've been listening that
मौसम बदल रहा. मौसम
climate is changing. Climate is changing. But in reality, even those of science are clarifying it
सचमुच मौसम
that truly climate is changing.
इस वर्ष मैं समझती नवंबर मास में
last year in November
मास में ऑस्ट्रेलिया गई
and on December I went to Australia and in November summer was beginning in Australia
दोनों का शुरुआत का समय
था it was the beginning of summer but right at the beginning of summer too it was so hot there
bushfires
so many bushfires in Australia at that time usually never happens in November
January
it may happen in January February when it's very hot there then some bushfires we yeah but that's only November and summer had just started and it was so hot that there was fire in the forest every year it is there but it doesn't come so quickly in November but this came so early in November and then about you know Chicago we usually
or November
it's not that very cold but then in November and we heard that in Chicago so much snowfall usually it's there in January only it was so cold in November and there was a snowfall in November so one night two nights three nights people had to sleep at the airport they could not go anywhere because no flights were moving they had to stay at the airport for 3 days they were like refugee camps at the airport in America can you imagine such a big country such an important country so we are seeing these extremes somewhere it's too hot somewhere it's too cold and not at the right time
choti si nishaniyan hai sansar mein jo kuch ho raha
and so this is happening
jab main Poland gayi thi Poland mein is tari
in a strange way in I went to Poland this time and there was a conference on climate change they showed a film in the UN conference they showed a film in that film they showed that person who had made that film actually he had he's a photographer and he took many photos and that film was based on those photos and he had fixed cameras in 40 places and he had put his cameras in those countries like Iceland, Greenland in America Montana there's a place in USA where there are the glaciers there in that place the glaciers there
परंतु सब तरफ बर्फ ही बर्फ जमा हो
everywhere there's cold there's snowfall snow just like on the Himalayas and the glaciers were there
शुरू होता
glaciers are meant to be there
कुछ glaciers
and then when summer begins and the glaciers melt and then the fresh water comes
Pakistan Bangladesh
comes down and then on the river and the rivers are
उनको ताजा पानी मिलता है
rivers come and then the fresh water comes to India, all these countries, you know. So we are, I don't have much information about the Himalayas, but they don't allow anybody to go to the Himalayas to take any photographs like that. But then we can only imagine that that fresh water which hundreds of thousands of people get, that they will not get later on. And he threw photography. In 18 months, he took photographs, and then he showed how the ice is melting, is finishing. And wherever the ice melts, there's no population, but then after ice melting, the water goes to the cities. Now, So that the people in the cities will not get water. So many people used to tell the government, we'll have to do some changes in the world, we'll have to pay attention, but the government did not understand, neither the society understood, they did not accept. Why the government did not accept? Because if they change any laws, then next elections, they won't give them any votes, and these politicians will not win elections. Then why does the society does not accept? Because the practice which people have, or the habits which people have, they don't want to give up those habits of so much comfort. But Brahmins have done something very good. We eat vegetarian diet, and all Baba's children in India and foreign countries, they accept vegetarian diet immediately. Their food habits change immediately, maybe in 1 day, 1 week. It doesn't take them time at all. And some children, even beforehand, they knew before coming to Baba that vegetarian food is good. So they stopped taking non-veg food. So for us it's a small thing, but for the world it's a very big thing to give up non-veg food. And even till today, whether maybe for health or environment, they really cannot give up, or they don't want to give up non-veg food. For example, here also, if we have the habit of going by car, and you tell such a person to go by bus or go walking, you say, no, you will not like to go by bus or walking. Because he has a car, so why should he go walking? But now you get petrol which one person uses, that 25 people, 20 people can use in the same petrol in the bus. So it's not outside world alone, but even among Brahmins, whatever habits we have formed, we don't want to change. And we know how to transform, we know how to renounce. But people in the world don't even know how to renounce. So for them it's not easy to change. So people of science are saying that we should bring a change, but nobody wants to listen to them. So what's happening? Whatever are wrong things are increasing and increasing, and the heat in the world is growing and growing, increasing, increasing, and the result is that now it is impossible for it to reverse. Even the scientists are saying it is impossible to reverse it. And Baba says it's the end of Kali Yuga and Satyuga is coming. Those scientists don't know about Satyuga. They see this world and they are worried about this world. And in order to save this world, they're not ready to transform themselves, to bring a change in themselves. We are making efforts for the future. But even now, whatever effort we make now, that will help us in the future. Maybe in this life too, it will help us. It will help us even in this life, leave aside the future. So, So Baba keeps telling us suddenly, but even the world is thinking that at the pace the world is going on, it cannot go on for longer. How it will happen, what will happen, they don't know, but Baba has told us beforehand. So if we have any support or take any support, that support also according to the drama, that support is going to leave us. This is why Baba keeps asking us, who is the master? Are you the master or is time your master?
When,
as you are the creator of time, time is your creation. So if time becomes your master, means today I have a habit and I renounce that habit. If I don't renounce that habit firmly with determination, then that support of my bad habit will not help me later on. For example, today I have a bad habit of drinking tea. You may say, it's not a bad habit, I also drink coffee, and I will not say it's a bad habit. Some have many bad habits, but then for tea, coffee, we don't say it's a bad habit. But still, it's a support for us. Okay, a time may come, for example, something happens in Bharat and you don't get tea leaves. Then what will you remember? Whom will you remember? Will you remember Baba at that time or will you remember tea at that time? Many say, today I didn't drink tea and that is why my head was paining and therefore how could I remember Baba? Or today I have support of a human being. Well, nobody can be my support forever. Nobody can be with me forever. And if that support leaves me or is away from me, then similarly, time. Am I the master of time or is time my master? If I may say, okay, now it's okay, everything is going on smoothly now, but then at that moment when the situation will come, will I be ready? Will I be ready? So Baba says, suddenly ever ready. Baba uses these two words in such an ordinary way, but then there's so much depth in this word suddenly. Because anything can happen at any time. I should not have any support. I should not make anyone my basis, my base, my support. Some people tell that if I did not have seva service, I would not have been able to move on. But a time may come, it does come. For any reason, maybe situations, maybe bad health, I'm not able to do any service. Or maybe a time comes in the future, such difficult times will come when I'll not be able to go anywhere for service. Now we are going here, we are going there, but then later on we may not be able to go anywhere. So, and if I don't have a chance of doing service, what will my stage be like? How will I be able to make my stage? At that time, will I say, oh, I've got bored, I'm bored? Or will I say, the whole day all I have to remember only Baba, I should not do anything else? Some do tell me sometimes, you know, somebody told me, for how long should I keep on remembering Baba whole day? But there's a limit, no, I should do something, no? So many people say different things. But my stage should be such that if any circumstance comes in front of me, I should be able to make my mind connected with Baba so that I I am able to experience the true joy of remembrance. I've seen with Dadi Janki, I've seen how Dadi Janki does so much service. Even till 11 o'clock at night, she's doing service. Sometimes till 3 o'clock, if she doesn't get lunch, doesn't matter. She keeps serving. Many have seen this in Dadi Janki. But then there are some times when she's not able to get up at all. But if you ask Dadi at that time, Dadi, what's wrong, Dadi? She says, I was enjoying with Baba. Baba made me gave me a chance to stay in silence. So if I get such a chance, will my intellect be so much with Baba at that time, or will my intellect go here and there? I may see myself in a practical way. So ever ready means that my intellect should be stable, my state should be stable, my intellect should be connected with Baba, and nothing else should pull my intellect. Along with service, even service should not pull my intellect.
Baba to ye hame abhi training de rahe hain.
Baba is giving us such a training. And when it's time of training, at that time, if we do that training with our heart, then if any sin comes, we will be ready for that. So the time of training, if we are careless, if we are lazy, then we will not get the strength to face that situation. So there are so many things to pay attention to. One more thing I would like to tell you. I don't know the Hindi word of that, but I'll tell you the details of it. The English word is resilience, mana andar ki shakti, power from inside. Just like the rubber band, you put rubber band, the resilience is the power within. So box is so small, rubber band is so small, and then when we stretch the rubber band, and then we put on top of the box, we call it resilience, means inner power.
Situation just some years
ago. So whenever the need, the situation, it stretches. And then after that, it comes back to its original form. Nothing happens to it because of resilience. For example, if the rubber band is weak because you have used the rubber band again and again, so it has been stretching and stretching and stretching, and for some reason it has become weak. Then if you stretch it again and to put on the box, it may break. The resilience power isn't there for it to stretch much and then break.
So, atma ki hisab se bhi,
so where the soul is concerned, the same thing happens. Suppose your situation comes.
Atma ke andar aise shakti ho, jo us ghari us baat ka hum samna kar sake.
And if the situation comes and I'm able to face that situation with my inner strength and not allow any effect of that to come on my stage, whatever my stage should be, that stage is maintained or be maintained. Can it be possible?
Baba training to de raha.
Baba is giving us the training for that, isn't it?
Aajkal sansar mein ye shabd ka
prayog. In today's world, this word is used very commonly, resilience.
Kabhi sambandh ki baatein aati hai.
Because
wahan par sambandh ki
matter of relationships comes, because in the world relationships are very fragile these days. And here also, when we are in surrendered, but we are free from all these types of relationships like the end of the world, but then still it's not as bad as it is in the world. In the world, there are many ways relationships are very fragile. Anytime they can break. Whether it is relationship, whether it is wealth. So in our life, in where we are surrendered, Baba has protected us so much. We don't even have to think about money. In the world, people have to think so much about money, because as the situation of the world is, they have to do so much of preparation. So sometimes relationship problems, sometimes money problems, sometimes health problems. This comes in front of everyone. Sometimes it's the problem of the mind. If there is any impression in the mind for any reason, so body, mind, wealth, relationships, anything may come in these four, but then I should have that strength to face every situation. And my stage should not come down because of that situation. They say in the world,
जहाँ तक मैंने देखा है,
कभी-कभी
ब्राह्मणों में भी ये बात
It can come in Brahmins too, and that is depression.
कहते हैं कि और बीमारी
no other disease is spreading so fast in the world today as it is the mental diseases. The mental diseases are spreading very fast. Problems are more, and outside there is no spiritual strength at all. And Baba has told us about the spiritual strength and made us experience it. And we are increasing that. And that strength is helping us in the form of resilience to face every situation.
मैं समझती ये दो सप्ताह पहले वाली
मुरली just there was a मुरली 2 weeks ago
revision course
but also अव्यक्त मुरली revision courses revision मुरलीस अव्यक्त मुरलीस in which Baba has been explaining a lot that day. One day Baba was explaining that how souls become hopeless. Baba gives some instructions and I am not able to follow those instructions, or I did not pay attention, and then I was defeated. So then the soul can become hopeless, you know, with itself. And because of that hopelessness, even if Baba is helping, but I don't have the courage to really go on, to move forward. Even if Baba helps me. So in Brahmins also it can come, but in the world it is too much.
बाबा जो हमें अभी शक्ति दे रहा
the mental disease of depression. So Baba is teaching us how to increase our inner capacity, and that power is increasing so much in us. We face the situation, finish it, and then move forward. It should not influence the soul.
तो जबकि अभी हमारे सामने बातें आती हैं.
So at present, when any situation comes, the more we pay attention to these things. Then this is not a very complicated matter. You know, when we explain, maybe it looks, it may take an hour to explain, but this is something natural. Amrit Vele, we remember Baba with love, take power from Baba in the daytime to practice soul consciousness, practice applying a full stop, and your strength, inner strength will increase. So Brahmins is not a big thing. It's only when we think much that it increases. But if we stop it in a second, it's not even big. But whatever disciplines Baba has made for us, if we experience them at every step, if we practice them in every step, then nothing is difficult. That's why Baba said in the Murli yesterday, the other day, that this is the time
सर्वशक्तिवान बाप से मिले.
दिस इज द टाइम
कितनी समर्थ अथवा कितना स्नेह का अनुभव होता.
द पावरफुल सोल मीट द पावरफुल फादर एंड एक्सपीरियंस सो मच लव. पापा गिव द एक्सप्लेनेशन, शोड अस द पाथ.
आप अब यहाँ
दैट यू आर नाउ देयर एंड यू हैव टू रीच देयर एंड दिस इज द पाथ टू रीच देयर.
आप करते चलो करते
एंड how you can move forward to reach there, how you can pay attention at each step, then it's not difficult at all to reach there. So
baba ki ye jo abhi khas dhyan khinchwane wali baat thi,
so this only of the other day baba said again and again, suddenly anything can happen suddenly, but for that if I pay attention at every step, then I will stay safe.
एक और बात मैं बतानी चाहेंगे.
There's one more thing I would like to say in this.
मैं समझती 80s.
I think it was in the year in the 80s. I was meeting Baba in Om Shanti Bhavan. I don't think those Gyan Sarovar Nivasis have met Baba in Om Shanti Bhavan. Mostly you have met Baba in Shanti Bhavan. Anyone who has met in Baba in Om Shanti Bhavan. So many, very good.
So ye 80s की बात.
So this was in 80s.
बाबा विदेशियों के
साथ मुलाकात भी करते थे. बाबा used to spend so much time with each double foreigner. Every alternate day Baba would come. One day, then next day he wouldn't come, then third day he would come. So every alternate day Baba would come and we used to come running to meet Baba.
एक दिन ऐसे था जो personal meeting समाप्त हो गई थी.
There was one day the personal meeting that finished. Very few left, and then it was quite some time left. It was about 11 o'clock. So for 11 o'clock, very early for Baba, because Baba used to stay up to 4 o'clock in the morning, sometimes even more than that. But up to 4 o'clock was normal for Baba to stay, 4 o'clock in the morning. So it was about 10:30, 11, so Baba called all the teachers. And we all sat in front of Baba on the stage. We brought 70 teachers. So at that time Baba said, do you want to ask anything from Baba? And somebody asked Baba, Baba, at the end, will we all reach reach the plane and in that plane come to Madhuban? Those who are living in Madhuban, already living in Madhuban, what about double foreigner? What do double foreigners think that at the end, will you catch the last flight and reach Madhuban? Will you do that? Those who think, yes, we will catch the last flight and reach Madhuban at the end. No one.
मुझे तो जब शुरू
सो यू नो व्हेन आई केम इन द बिगिनिंग दैट टाइम आई हैड दिस फर्म थॉट दैट आई विल रीच द लास्ट प्लेन एंड कम टू मधुबन. सो व्हेन दादी केम टू फॉरेन कंट्रीज दैट एंड दादी इफ इन एट द एंड इफ यू वुड बी हियर एंड इट वुड बी द एंड देन हाउ विल यू कैच द लास्ट प्लेन एंड गो टू मधुबन. And Baba said, wherever Baba makes me sit, I am satisfied there. If Baba makes me sit here, Dadi Janki. So if I am here and if something happens, it's fine. If I am in Madhuban and it happens, it's fine. So since that time, I changed my attitude. So in the 80s, Baba said, it's not that all Baba's children will fly and reach here in the last plane. No, but in the whole world, there's a memorial of angels. What did the angels do? At the end, the angels have done so much service in the world that even till today, in every religion, there are memorials of angels.
जो मधुबन पहुंचे वो मधुबन.
So those who reach Madhuban, of course they will be there. Those already staying in Madhuban, it is a fortune. But
कहाँ पर भी हो,
wherever they may be,
स्थिति हमारी ऐसे हो,
but our stage should be such that a connection with Baba should be good, a relationship with Baba should be good, and our stage should be of an angel.
धरती पर पाँव नहीं,
our foot not on the ground, but because of the high stage, we will be in the high stage. That is, our feet will be above the ground, and we will be like protectors of all. Protector means, of course, that not that they will not leave the body, but protector means those souls that we will become instrumental for helping those souls to connect with God at the end.
जो उस घड़ी दुख होगा, अशांति होगी,
at that time all those innumerable souls who will experience sorrow and suffering and pain, but then at that time they should experience God, they should experience peace, they should experience some strength. That service we will do of this. And this, that will be called protection. So at the end, two things should be remembered by them. One is that they have to go back home to the Father with joy, with happiness. And also at the end, each one should have that feeling that God is giving us liberation, and we are going to the world of silence. Because it's a memorial in every religion of the last times, so that how on top, above, there is something very nice place. Some may say heaven, you know, many people say heaven, but then it's a good place above, beyond, the world of peace. That's our home, the home of our Father, of God. So they will return home happily, not with sorrow. On the contrary, they will experience that they are being freed from sorrow, and we are experiencing that world of silence, and that wall of silence is pulling us. So that sweet silent home, we are going there, so that they'll feel. But who will remind them of this? Who will remind them of this? Those who have, whose stage will be such, those who are already prepared for that, whose preparation is such, only they will be able to remind others. So at the end, we have to be in our angelic form and serve in that stage. And I'm seeing in Mount Abu also, even in Madhuban, there are so many souls in Mount Abu who haven't been served. And they too need to be served. So we have to become angels and serve them.
आत्म स्मृति,
सो सोल कॉन्शियस स्टेज,
पूरा पूरा संबंध,
कंप्लीट रिलेशनशिप विद बाबा, एंड बी एबल टू टेक पावर फ्रॉम बाबा इन अस,
फुल स्टॉप लगाना,
एंड आल्सो द प्रैक्टिस ऑफ अप्लाइंग अ फुल स्टॉप. If we pay attention to these things, then our stage will be such that we'll be ready. Today Baba is asking us, are you ever ready? I don't think anybody would raise the hand, yes Baba, I'm ever ready. If somebody does raise the hand, then I feel probably that one doesn't know the meaning of ever ready.
बाबा कहे
मत
और हम कहें हाँ जी बाबा.
बाबा सेज एंड आई से यस बाबा, आई एम एवर रेडी.
वतन में
एंड आई फ्लाई विद बाबा टू सटल रीजन्स बैक होम एंड कीप एंड आल्सो सर्व अदर सोल्स ऑफ गिविंग देम पीस एंड हैप्पीनेस. इफ एनीबॉडी वांट्स टू आस्क अ क्वेश्चन, मोस्ट वेलकम. We have 5 minutes, and then we'll sit for 10 minutes in meditation. If anyone wants to ask a question, most welcome.
बाबा ने सब उत्तर दे दिए.
बाबा has given all the answers.
कोई प्रश्न नहीं रहा.
No questions.
Really?
Really, no questions.
बहुत अच्छी बात.
Very good. Now I can't hear unless Shanti then repeats.
मैं रिपीट करती हूँ प्रश्न.
So the question is,
आत्म स्थिति का अभ्यास और क्या फरिश्ते रूप का अभ्यास जरूरी
है? What a question.
Is it
necessary to have practice of soul conscious stage and angelic stage? He is asking.
और हर स्थिति जो बाबा बताते उसमें व्यक्ति अभ्यास करते उसका अलग अलग फायदा होता.
So whatever stage Baba talks about, every stage is very important. Soul conscious stage,
जिसमें योग अगेन प्रचलित हो वो आवश्यक है क्योंकि उससे हमारे विक्रम विनाश होंगे.
Because when I'm connected with Baba, then only my sins will be absolved. I don't know. The question was this. I don't know what he said. So probably the question was that at the end, how to maintain that stage of soul consciousness and angelic stage. So Baba, as Baba says, I'm a soul and I'm connected with Baba, that stage, and then I go to the subtle regions, see Baba in the angelic form. And then it's very easy to become an angel. So, Shiv Baba is incorporeal, but then Shiv Baba comes in the body of Brahma Baba. So Brahma Baba in angelic form and Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba in that angelic body. And then
साकारी दुनिया में आएंगे.
And then I experience myself in angel form. and in that angelic form I descend, but I won't get caught up in this physical world. When I'm in my incorporeal stage, it's not easy to work in this physical world. But if I'm in my angelic stage and then I come down, then I can work and still experience myself as an angel, and others also can get my experience of an angel as I'm in that light form. I will get that feeling and others will also get that feeling. So Baba has said many interesting things. I should churn on them. I should experiment on with them. Then and that will become part of my experience in life. So now we will sit for 5 minutes in Baba's remembrance. Shanti.